Listen and stream the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5 for the only talk that matter.
Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM, 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Good morning, Trinidad and Tobago. I could imagine the nightmarish effect that you're feeling out there on the nation's roadways. But trust me, if you're listening to Freedom right now, you're going to have some fun. Because you know, once I end the radio station, whatever shift I sit on, it's going to be vibes. So we're chatting with Lady Gypsy. Good morning again, Miss Gypsy. Hi, and welcome.
Thank you.
Nice. So here's a golden question for you. What have your experience been like throughout the years, your flourishing years, and you're still golden going through the transition?
It has its ups and downs, but with me, I'm a very strong, positive female. You know that I like Bob the Builder. I built my own home.
Bob the Builder.
I built my home. I plaster walls. I tile. I love to garden. I think I am one of the biggest travelers I have out here because I like every Monday up in the sky, you know. Love to ride, cook, you know, raise my kids. So, you know, life has its ups and downs for me, you know. What can I say? I am here, I exist. And with the help of God, you know, I do the things that makes me happy.
Listen, man. I mean, when it comes to the challenges, I mean, what sort of challenges you would have faced from the early teen years into the Calypso world? Because you've been doing this for quite some time.
This is my 46th year.
Yeah, you'd have seen the transitions, the turns.
Oh, yes.
You know, from where it came from to where it is, to where it's heading, to where it might go.
Yeah.
You know? So what are some of the challenges you faced in your early years on into the business?
Well, in the early years, well, it was only like, it was Rose, Francine, Marvelous Marva, myself, and Twiggy. Mm. We were the females, the five females it had then. Well, I think it's only about three or four of us. We did have Rose, remain Twiggy, myself, and Marva. Four of us left from that era. And then Dennis Plummer came, Tigress came after, Sandra, singing Sandra, and stuff. But in those years, it was very hard for female to get into the art form because it was more dominated by male, you know? But over the years, I have seen how it evolved, and women are coming out now in abundance. You know, sometimes, you know, I think about some of the songs that some female sings. You know, it turns me off, totally turns me off because, and the way they dress, women dress now on stage, it is, oh God, disgusting. Trust me, because I don't think a woman really and truly have to be naked to sell your product. You know, because some of these girls have nice voices. You could sing, and that's enough. You could dress sexy, but you don't have to be naked, you know? And that is what I am seeing now. Most of the female is doing now. I don't know if it's because of, I think Beyonce was the first one I think I saw with that kind of bathing suit business. And after that, well, most Trinidadian girls I see doing it now, you know? And I don't think it's nice. It's a nice thing, you know, for a woman to present herself like that on stage.
Interesting. Yeah, see, the thing about this is we live in a world where they say sex sells, huh? And every commercial you look at on television, you know, you see some kind of half-naked woman in the ad. They're selling a car, you have a half-naked woman.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's because of the way the advertising and marketing perspective have evolved over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's where it stems from. But I feel you.
Yeah, maybe I'm from the old school, you know. I do dress sexy. I do dress sexy. I love a lot of boots, fancy clothes, because I'm always dressed, but I mean, I don't mean to say I will walk naked.
That's right. So sexy can be classy.
Of course.
And classy can be sexy.
You can't, I mean, as a male, you can't be thinking about, that's a nice looking woman, and imagining in your mind what she may look like naked, and seeing her naked, and I mean, it might turn you off, because you don't see already what sense it make pursuing something that you can see. It comes like what we say in there now. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk free?
I think we reach a era in this world today that when it thinks about music, they believe that it's got to be a show and tell.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll show you, you know, the moves while I sing it and tell you about it.
Yeah.
And I think that is where the appeal is. I don't know. I mean, you would have been around a lot of female artists, young and old.
Yeah.
Have you ever had discussions with the younger ones, including your daughter, in that mix, as to, you know, your dress?
No, I would not do that.
You would keep...
Because, you see, let me tell you something. You see, years ago, you could have, you know, you talk to a younger person and tell them certain stuff. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, you can't do that, you know.
Mm.
Because the temperament of human now and the thinking, you know, instead of listening to what I say, they might insult me. So before I have to go through these kind of things, and my mouth is not an easy one anyway.
Yeah, you
so
want, yeah.
I rather keep back. Quiet and just keep my thoughts to myself. Trust me.
That seems to be advice of what's happening, Eman.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the youth, I mean, do you believe the youth is being encouraged enough to become interested in Calypso? Because as we were talking to Wendell earlier, you know, it's easy to just jump and I want to sing a soca song. Take up your flag and wave it, yeah, and run out there because they see Super Blue doing it, they see Marshall doing it, they see, you know. I mean, do you think it's easy for them to do that or to be encouraged to take up Calypso as opposed to soca?
It's more easier for the youth now to take up soca. You know, because some of them people, some youths now, they think that Calypso is old people thing, you know, it's kind of way. You know, it's kind of old school, right? But Calypso will always be the mother of soca.
Always.
No matter what you do, it will always be the mother. You know, but there's a lot of youths that I admire right now that sings Calypso.
Yes.
You know, and they could really deliver too, you know? What I don't like about soca music now is that about, if you listen to one, you listen to all. Because like everybody riding one rhythm, and it's just a different version of it, you know, and down the road. So therefore now, It have no sweet melodies. If you understand what I'm saying, there is no sweet melody in the soca music like long time. Okay, like when, let me say, like when Kitchener sing something a soca, you know, like Sugar Boom Sugar, you know, the bounce and the, you know, the groove is gone. It's just jam. So imagine somebody my age group looking to go to a party now. Time tomorrow morning I can't wake up. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, because your waist going like a motor car tire on the highway at 100 miles, so, you know, it's kind of impossible for me. That would make me write a song like Vintage Wine, too, you know, because we needed something for the older folks.
Yeah, to slow down.
To slow down, man. Oh, God.
You see, one of the things people might tell you, they will say Lady Gypsy, Davey, listen, man, while we appreciate the fact that the art form came from this era, we had to work within evolving.
Yeah.
Because the whole world is like an evolving door, a revolving door. It keeps going. So if we stick in one way, we will not show growth.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind the growth. I don't mind. But when you're doing something, be creative. You understand what I'm saying? Find melody. There is not much melody in any music anymore. The melody is gone. I don't understand it. How could you just tell me and lyrics? People don't think about what they're saying in songs, in soca songs anymore. You know? Like when you make a soca song years ago, even Super Blue, look at those nice melodies. Rebecca, you know, it tells a story. You know, you could sit down and imagine what Rebecca really doing. Mm-hmm. You know, and whatever. Ethel, you could sit down and think about, wait, but this Ethel ain't easy now.
Yes.
You know? But
yes.
Now when you sit down to listen to these things, what they have now, right? And there is certain radio station, it does the same thing over and over. There is no, like if it have, they have, I don't know if they're on rotation or what, but it's like about six different artists, and over and over, over and over and over. I ain't calling no name, but I'm sure you know who you are.
I hear you loud and clear. You know?
Over and over, you know, like it seems as though like they have nobody else singing.
And that's the thing. When it comes to, I mean, embracing the youth, embracing new ideas and new individuals coming, I think it was always a fight down. Now, you mentioned that back in the day, it was hard for women to get into the arena because it was dominated by men.
Yeah.
But do you think that the soca arena in itself is dominated by one group of individuals with limited space for the budding artist that wants to come through?
So.
But then how do we change this, Lady Gypsy?
Huh.
How do we transition from
that
this?
That is a very, very hard question.
I mean,
very, very hard question to answer because, I mean, like some say, you had to pay them. You had to pay them to get your music played, which I don't believe is really a fact. I think that them have some connection with whosoever in charge of this radio station. And they like, you know, they is a crew and it's hard for another one on the outside to penetrate to get inside of there. So it will stay like that for a long, long while.
But then take me back to when I'm going back 20 something years ago and to when Ian Alvarez would have broken out into the music world, coming into the raga soca, which was a genre of music that was created then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he came powerful.
Yeah.
He came powerful.
Yeah.
And he made a statement early on in the game. So he got recognition. Do you think that is what the new artists are lacking to make it? Hitting that powerful calypso, that soca music, that powerful soca song, that one mark that would leave an indelible impression on the minds of those in charge. Do you think that's what is missing?
Like that's why, like I just said before, if you think about what they're singing before they sing it, you understand what I'm saying? It would, because sometimes you see people will listen to it and they will say that is stupidness. You understand me? Mm. I can remember when Bungie sang, you know, song like, you know, like you want to rape, take that, you know, whatever. And listen to the melody behind that still. You know, it have a vibes.
And it tells a story.
Yes, and it tells a story.
Yeah.
You understand
but
me?
He's always known for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he's always known for that. It's not just about a wine and jam up and wine and jam up thing.
Yeah.
When you listen to Ian gives you a story.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, you bring back some memories there. Because I and him went to school together and he was never a musical guy.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, when you look at Bungie and all to you, I just wonder, I say, why don't he go in so come on? I'm the X-Tempo. You know what I mean? Because.
You know, it's interesting.
He's very good. He's good.
But
his brain is so quick.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Very, very quick.
Yeah, boy.
He would sit down in the studio and within moments, he's looking around. He reminds me of that guy, that movie called The Usual Suspect.
Yeah.
Where that actor sat down in a room and when the police was interviewing him, he looked around and talked about, he tell an entire story about everything that he saw in the room. It's only when he walked out the door, the officer looked around and realized it's the cop.
I saw that movie so many years ago that I can't remember.
Well, I'm encouraging you when you have your little downtime, download it on your next travels to New York or wherever you're heading to and put it on your little tab, Usual Suspect, and take a look at it while you're in.
I suppose to pull it up on my fire stick. I have my fire stick in my
Nice, like a pie, man. I like how you're thinking, man. So pull it up. I mean, let's go back, you know, in terms of what we're doing. I mean, is Calypso, do you see it as a dying art form?
Yes, it is.
Oh
you know,
God,
you know, you know, you know why I would say Calypso is dying?
Mm.
Because it is being controlled.
Mm.
It is being controlled. Let me take, for instance, back to my song, Political Cemetery, right? Now, if I am running a Calypso tent, and you, let me say, you is the head of the state, and I sing on you, and you giving me a dollar here to run this tent, right? So you say, hey, me, I want to hear that song in there because I paying you. That and you will suppress me now, so I can't sing that inside of it, right? So therefore now you giving me a negative feel about you, and then I will get another negative feel about whoever you are.
True
And that is what killing the art form right now, because there is no longer freedom of speech. You could remember a long time Pekong here choked us saying a Fred Carl, you understand me, croponging on one side here and this other one singing something there. You cannot sing about anything, because a Calypsonian is supposed to be a free spoken person, a free spokesman.
For the people.
For the people. We are the one that, like Ian Allen, you understand? Maybe he will come in the evening and he will tell you, oh, this happened in the country. You might be able to happen.
That's right.
You understand
what I'm
saying? So we are we deliver this to the public to let you know this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're trying to suppress you now, so you can't sing that, which is wrong.
You know, if I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
I want to lean on what you're saying a little bit, because I looked at the Calypso Fiesta and I listened to the artists and the songs, and most of them in the semi-final round give you patriotic compositions. It's as though they were afraid.
Yeah.
I mean, down to a seasoned vet like Michael Osuna when he graced the stage, you know.
Yeah.
I was waiting to hear something stinging.
Yeah.
And I mean, The Hand of Mercy, what he sang, was a good composition. It's not a bad song. It was not received well by...
I saw they did it, some toilet paper.
Well, they didn't belt it there, but it was waving.
Yeah, but which I find is very silly too, though, in this modern time. Yeah.
No, well, it's like you say, you know, you don't want to stray too much from the archives of what it used to be. You want to keep the tradition alive. But the thing about it is, I felt to myself, why are these artists, you know, where are these... This is the forum of Calypso. This is where we protest in Calypso.
They're scared.
Where are they?
I think I am the only one, you know. I think I am the only one. And people are telling me, be careful with my life and all this kind of thing. And if that is the way I have to go, you know, I will go that way. But I will go that way by being justifiable to the people of my country, because I will stand up and speak on their behalf, because not everybody have a voice. Like I tell them, I will eat grass, boil and stew to see my people go good in my country and not be oppressed and ain't say nothing. I am not that kind of person to sit down and watch people being oppressed and keep quiet. No.
Wow.
Because every year you realize that is the kind of song that I do.
Yeah.
And I am the only one doing it, because everybody else, like the Tekado Saddam. Yeah.
Because I was going to ask you, what was your opinion on the censorship of Calypso? Because it is very apparent. it is no, it's not hidden anymore. It's not subliminal.
No.
We are seeing it because when you're listening to the commentary, you know, look at Kaiser Rama last night.
I didn't look at it, but...
Well, I'm just going to give you something. Mm-hmm. There used to be a political commentary...
Category. Yeah.
That was done away with.
Yes, of course, that was done away with.
They brought on this new thing called freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the artists and them coming on. So the entire show part was on freestyle. And why I say freestyle? Because even when it went over to the extempo part of it, that is also freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a freestyle rap something, and then they went over to the extempo part of it, and then they make a clash, and they come down to it. I was so disappointed.
Yeah, because watch me. It's Tuco is killing this culture. Tuco is killing we. We are the entertainers here, and I think this regime in Tuco there is there too long.
Mm.
It's time they move on and give somebody else who know what they're doing with this art form a chance, because we ain't going nowhere, right? And every year we have to be dependent on the government for financial gains to run a tent. And once you under that suppression, you know what's wrong with you? You becomes dependent. And anytime you becomes dependent like that, you could never go forward.
Mm.
No way you can walk, right?
So you think the time has come for Tuco to figure out ways where they can earn money?
A shake up in the real bad.
Wow. So, I mean, you did mention that the art form is dying, you know. The Calypso art form is going down. The censorship is humbugging it. We had a, you know, I mean, what can we do, Lady Gypsy? What do you think, in your respected opinion, can be done to keep the youths, to get them, not just get them, but when they come in and they enter this thing, keep them interested in it, in the Calypso art form?
What we could do right now is try our endeavor best to be independent. If we do not try and be independent, we will never get a step forward.
So you think we need to start with independence?
Yes, of course.
And then when the youth's coming, we are no longer dependent.
We can now
focus on how we keeping them.
Yes.
Into the art, yes. Into the thing.
Another thing too.
Mm-hmm.
In schools, right now there is no... You never go in a school and see, okay, this is chalk dust. This is, you're going to see, this is Rowley. This was Kamala. This was the president. That is that one. Teach the culture, our culture, to the kids, right? The steel band, steel band in some schools, I would agree. There is no calypso in school, only on carnival time.
Around carnival
you
time.
You understand me? This is something you're supposed to know part of your culture, whole, during the year.
Like part make of social
it like
studies?
Yes, like social studies.
Yeah.
Do it like that. No. There's nothing like that in our in the curriculum. In schools.
And that is, and you know, that's a very interesting point because,
yeah,
I mean, in my era when I went to school, we had music class, right?
Yeah.
You have a music teacher,
mm-hmm,
in the secondary system. And when you get to the music class, where you feel the music teacher giving it, where you had to buy any book list, a recorder.
Yeah. The little wooden thing,
the little plastic thing.
Yeah.
You had to buy that, and you had to learn to play that, to pass music.
Yeah.
In Trinidad and Tobago,
where
steel band and the oil drum and even a trap set is part of our culture, because on stage, that drum kit is necessary.
Of course.
But we had to blow this recorder.
Yeah. I still have a couple of them home in a barrel somewhere there.
Yeah. And that's what we buying up. When you get the music, the booklets,
mm-hmm,
you had to buy a recorder.
Yeah.
And that is what the music class is about. You're not even getting to play the piano.
Yeah.
Which is a, could transform into to be a keyboard.
And that would have been a great access to for children now, you know, keyboard and guitar.
Exactly.
And all of these things, yeah.
You had to go and pay privately for a music teacher outside of the school curriculum to teach your child to play the guitar and get them involved in the art form.
Yeah.
Now, Calypso, as you said, should be a part of the school curriculum.
Yeah.
Why do we say that? We should have a Calypso class. When you go in there, once you want to do it, you want to learn about music, learn about writing music,
mm-hmm,
learn where it came from, not just the soca.
Yeah.
Not just that. So you go to school and you have the class.
Yeah.
You sign up and it's part of and you learn it for free.
Yeah.
You learn it for free. Plenty times it's hit and miss, and plenty times it's because there are wrong people. I mean, you see the successes of a lot of artists today, and it stems from people like yourself, parents,
sure,
who instilled that musical.
If it wasn't that way, Fian might not have been a singer. You understand? If it wasn't for my brother, I might not have been a calypsonian. I might have been in the other genre of music.
You see?
Because I started with parang. And then I went singing. I still do sing rhythm and blues. Up to yesterday, I sang at the Yacht Club in San Fernando. And I did Sam Cooke. I did about three songs. I did Shirley Bassey, Never Never.
Mm.
I did Sam Cooke. I can't remember the name of the song anyway, but I did that, and when I mash up the place.
You see the versatility of Calypsonians?
Not everyone can do it.
Not everybody can do it. Recently, I did a show with
Sinel. A change is going to come. When I stood up there and I sang that song yesterday, a guy from Miami told me, he said, I have to write a song for you. Because he does work with Virginette Bigfoot. Yes, and he told me, he said, I have to write a song for you. Because he said, your voice is so immaculate, you know?
Lady Gypsy, don't sleep on that, eh?
No, I do write Rhythm and Blues.
Don't sleep on that. No, don't sleep on that invitation to write that song, eh?
Yeah.
If that gentleman give you as much as an email address, you send that email and pull that. So you don't know which direction we're going to go with this. Now, Lady Gypsy, in terms of, you know, what you're saying with Tuco and stuff like that, I mean, if you had to, outside of removing them, if there was any one change, outside of removing the governing body that's there now and putting somebody else in there, let's say that is done, what is one thing you would like to see come out of the art form with Tuco that they can do to keep this thing alive?
Change the judges. Change the whole judging system.
Wow.
Because let me tell you something. If you are a man in an organization, or let me say you're working in a supermarket, right? There is always a something you have a competition in the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
They always say, employees and family
cannot enter.
Thank you. So then why it is a body of people who runs an organization entering into a competition that you keep in and you are the head? You understand what I'm saying? So it comes like you're giving me a bread and you're coming back and taking up a half, two slices.
Yes.
It is not fair because these people have access to the judges. Right? Because they will be picking the judges. They will be giving them a workshop, train them to judge Calypso. And then now, you are wrong, these people. So if you come and enter this competition in front of you, and they're going to pick you?
Of course. They feel obligated and loyal to you.
Thank you.
And it begs, it backdoor deals.
Right. And another thing now, you come now, like my position, I come now and I sing a song on the regime that is in power right now. Right? These people who come in to judge me now are part of that regime. What do you think they're going to do with me?
No, you can't go forward. Lady Gypsy ain't going forward.
But that's what I'm talking about.
This year, Croco didn't make it in. We ain't nobody. I believe we had two political commentaries I heard. One was they sang that, but it was more in favor and support of the PNM, where they said when Rowley left and he went Guyana, is you tell him to go.
Yeah, that is a girl from my tent.
Right.
Victoria Cooper. Right.
So she sang that, and then
that get in the park?
It got in the park, but it didn't make it to the final.
No, it didn't make it to the final. But the other one got to the final, Sushila. Right?
Right. And then the one with Dr. Williams, Dr. Eric Williams, the song on Dr. Eric Williams. I don't know if you remember it.
Who sang that again? Who sang that?
The one day I leave the book downstairs, you know, boy. Let me see. I left it downstairs. The one day.
He got in the finals, right?
No. I don't recall.
There were so many nice songs in Skinner Park that didn't make it.
Dwayne O'Connor did not make it.
Yeah. But look at my One Moment of Glory. You heard my One Moment of Glory?
Yes.
One Moment of Glory is a classic. It will never have another calypso like One Moment of Glory. And just because I sing Political Cemetery, and it's One Moment of Glory I sang in front of the judges, you know, because I definitely know.
If you sing Political Cemetery.
Yeah, but they have a good excuse to kick me out.
Right.
So you put
the other one forward.
Thank you.
But they know
you're already spiting me and doing me this. And then on top of that, now the tent doing it to me too. You understand me? Because when the tent was going to point, the management had to say, if I sing that song down there, they wouldn't get no money. Right? They wouldn't get no money if I sing that song down point. So therefore, I was left out of point, right? And then when they're going to Arima now, I called and I said, okay, I'm going to change my song because I did One Moment of Glory, open night, which the crowd didn't like me to do. They wanted me to sing Political Cemetery because they were hype up for that. If you hear the uproar in there when I came on stage, and when they realized that I was going to sing One Moment of Glory, they got deflated. You know what I'm saying? So when they were going to Arima now, they told me that I called and I said, I am going to change my song tonight. I am going to do Political Cemetery. And it's then again they told me, PNM, I want me to sing that.
Are you serious?
Yes. That is when I called CNC3 and they came to my house. They told me, PNM, I want me to sing that. So I asked what PNM have to do with the tent. So that is what I come back to the same circle now where we're talking about. They're financing the tents now, right? So they have the power to tell you, if you take that person to sing this song here, you understand me? You ain't getting that money. And that's how it goes, right? So that make a big enemy with me and them. So I decided, I tell myself, this is my last year with them. I've been there for years. I am not going to sing with them anymore. I am not going to sing with Showcase. I give up on them because it comes like you sold me for 30 pieces of silver. You understand what I'm saying?
So, Lady Gypsy.
Yeah.
I'm watching that you're in shock and dismay right now.
That's what I'm saying.
The PNM.
Yeah.
Don't want you.
Don't want me sing that.
What was the inspiration behind Political Cemetery?
Is watching the suffrage from my people and watching. Because I said plain again, when UNC was in power, I was more happy. Because people used to get a bread. Right? If people say Kamala was a thief, well, she was my Robin Hood. My female Robin Hood. Because everybody had a bread.
Yeah, well, I used to say, and I want to show you the movement. I want to show you the movement. They take care, but they give back something right so
thank
so.
You.
Hold that.
Thank you.
I always used to say that.
But which is the truth.
They pick up the whole board and they're going with it.
Yes.
But they take up some knobs.
They're making sure the children feed.
Hold on, knob. You want a knob?
Take one, yes.
Take this. And they go on with the board.
Yeah.
But they get some.
Well, right now, where you getting, brother? Where you getting? If this government give you a food card, they have to come in your house and search to see what you have. And if your food card expire and you have to go and renew it and you buy a bed, they have to come back and check on your bed to see what you're buying. You know? That's what it does.
Would you like, before you go, to invite a couple calls? Would you be willing
Why
to
Why not?
Take?
Sure.
All right.
No problem.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, Lady Gypsy.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, I'm a great fan of yours.
Thank
By
you.
The way, sing on them.
Sing, Auntie,
like
sing.
Yesterday, when Kamala was in power, you used to get a bread.
Of
me
course.
Too. No, me gain half a loaf.
That make me make plenty enemy, that same statement I made. Make me make enemy. Trust me, which is the truth. It is the truth.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, have a nice day.
All right. I have time just for one more call. Hello. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Madam Lady Gypsy.
Hi. Good morning.
The queen of political commentary.
Thank you.
This is your biggest fan. And my lady, you are natural. You don't have to force it. You are natural.
Thank you.
You are very, very natural. And I have been supporting you from ever since I knew that you sing in Calypso.
Thank you.
Right? But I want to ask you, I didn't follow up. Did you get in the final? Did you perform at Skinapa?
No, they leave me out.
Oh.
We know it's political interference.
In Gypsy boy.
We know it's political interference, but I will keep forging on. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Well, keep it up, my lady.
Thank you.
And you are a queen in your own right.
Thank you very much.
Don't take it away from you.
At all.
All right. Thank you so much. Lady Gypsy, I want to say thank you very much for passing through with us here on the Morning Rumble.
You're welcome.
I greatly appreciate it. I've learned a lot. Yeah. And don't be a stranger. I will be calling you for my show in the afternoon at some point in time.
Sure.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.